Tuesday, the 27th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, as you know, next week Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. Next week Tuesday is Shrove Tuesday. I hope you all are going to spend the weekend practicing making pancakes. You can have pancakes. You can make pancakes to take to school. You can have pancakes for supper. You can even have savory pancakes for supper. That's what we'll be doing in our house. We'll be making nice, yummy, savory pancakes with cheese inside them, which my family all like. So what are we thinking about at the moment? Well, we're really thinking about preparing for Lent. And I want to talk a little bit about what we'll be doing here in Kids Corner starting next week as we head into Lent and as we head into really thinking about our lives in a deep way. So Monday to Thursday, we're going to be thinking about how we live in the world. We're going to have four quadrants, if you like. So if you wanted, you could draw a cross on a page in your journal, if you have a journal, and we'll talk about the four quadrants, the four parts of our lives. So the first part, all of these parts are very important, but the first part is the most important. And the first part is about my relationship with God. So it's God and me. And in this part, we'll look at how we are going in our relationship with God and me and how we are praying and maybe doing a little bit of extra praying during Lent. That'll be nice, won't it? So it's something we're taking up, paying attention to my relationship with God and me. The second part, which we'll do on a Tuesday, is me and myself. So that's where I'm thinking about how to be the best person I can be for myself. And we'll be thinking quite a lot about our bodies, because I don't know that we think about our bodies enough as a gift from God. So we'll be thinking about things like some of the things we might give up, like sugary things, like giving up cool drinks, like giving up sweets, giving up sugar in tea. We might be giving up sitting in front of our cell phones or our iPads or our TV screens or our gaming devices. We may give some of those things up for Lent because that's good for us. But we also might take up some healthy things, drinking more water. We'll talk about that and the importance of getting enough sleep. I know that some of you get enough sleep, but some of us I know are very naughty and we can stay up quite late watching things on a screen, and then we don't get enough sleep, and then we're grumpy the next day. And we'll also talk a little bit about exercise, looking after these beautiful bodies that God has given us, and are we getting enough exercise? Are we eating good foods? Are we eating the proper kind of food? And we may talk a little bit about some of the things that we might give up as well. And we'll talk about that more on Monday, but we might talk about how we might celebrate our Fridays in Lent. Remember, all the way through Lent, every Friday, we're also specially remembering what happened. That's a very special thing on a Friday. What special, special thing happened on a Friday? That's right. Jesus died for us on a Friday. We will be celebrating Good Friday at the end of Lent. We'll be remembering Jesus dying for us, but we want to remember every Friday in Lent in a special way. And so we're going to talk a bit about going back to quite an old habit that was there in the church for the lay people to remember that Fridays are special days. So we used to have this thing of fish on Fridays. And what it really was, it wasn't that you had to eat fish. It was that you weren't eating meat on Fridays, that we give up meat on Fridays. And Pope Benedict asked us, because out of love for the oceans and care for the sea, to give up meat and fish. He made a call for us to give up meat and fish, and so to have a vegetarian Friday. So we'll talk a bit more about that as we get in nearer to Lent, but that's coming up as well. So things that we do that are good for ourselves, for our bodies, we're thinking about that. On a Wednesday, we're going to be thinking about me and other people. And we'll be looking at cultivating some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our own hearts. So things like kindness, generosity, obedience, those gifts that help to make us really the people God wants us to be. And finally, we're going to, on a Thursday, be thinking about me and creation, me and the created world. And there we'll be thinking about plants and animals and little creatures you can't see in the soil even. And we'll be thinking about some of the bad things that we do in the world that we may want to stop doing. And we'll think about things that we can do as kids. So we'll think about things like recycling and using plastics and all of that stuff. And our Fridays remain the same. We'll be looking, especially on a Friday, at the gospel for the coming Sunday. So that's our plan. That's what we are planning to do here on Radio Veritas as we get into Lent. So we've got a nice program that's going to unfold. And what's really helpful for you guys now is I want you to think, as I've been going through this program and talking about it, I want you to think about one thing that you can be thinking about in each of those quadrants. And maybe you'll pick some up as we go through Lent, but something that you want to commit to between you and God, something you want to do for your body in Lent, that might be giving up something, huh? Something you want to do with you and others. So one year, I knew a little boy, he gave up swearing because he said he realized it made other people uncomfortable and unhappy, and he gave it up. And that was a good thing to give up, huh? Something for me and other people, and something with you and creation. Maybe planting a plant or cleaning a garden or cleaning a park of rubbish or whatever. So that's what we're thinking about at the moment. What are we giving up for Lent? What are we taking up for Lent? That's my challenge. You can go have a chat with your mom or your dad or your granny or an adult in your life. Chat to them about what do they think you should be giving up for Lent and taking up for Lent. And there'll be lots of ideas coming our way as we get into Lent. And don't worry if you haven't got it all thought out by Ash Wednesday. God never minds. Remember the story in the gospel where Jesus said that the people who were employed from the beginning of the day and the people who came at the very last hour of work all got paid the same. If in the last week of Lent you discover what it is you want to give up and you give it up for that week, God is absolutely delighted with you and very pleased with you. And if you give it up from Ash Wednesday, God is also absolutely delighted with you and very pleased with you. So, let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Holy Spirit, inspire each of our hearts that as we think about going towards Lent, we might think about what we're going to give up this Lent in memory of Jesus who gave his life for us. And what we're going to take up, Holy Spirit, to make our world a better place so that we can be pilgrims of hope to the people we meet. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.